This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 427. And today we're going to be talking about the four stoic principles, not the four, but four stoic principles to help develop mental strength. Now, the stoics were a group of Greek philosophers that had the same mindset, that had the same outlook on life, and basically the same philosophy to help live a happy, fulfilled life. And when we think about being happy, part of that is not worrying, is we just, whatever happens, we are able to deal with it. And one of the top things that the Stoics would do on a regular basis, actually on a daily basis, would be consider the worst that could happen. But they don't stop there. They consider the worst that would happen and what would they do after it happened. So they would have their, for lack of a better word, a to-do list for the day. A premeditative contemplation on adversity is what they would call it, or effectively that. So they would sit and look at their to-do list, and then they would meditate on what could possibly get in the way of accomplishing these things, and then how would they respond so they could get them accomplished. And this is something that it's different than worrying. A lot of people worry about making a decision. Well, what if I show up late? What if I lose my job? What if my significant other leaves me? What if I get sick? What if this happens? What if that happens? And we get into these spirals of thinking about the worst, but not going a step further and thinking about how we would overcome that. And that's really what the Stoics would do, is that, you know, if you're faced with a decision or if you're faced with a task to do today and you think nothing's going to get in your way, and it does, that often derails us, right? So we go, man, I just got derailed. I was going so good. And then I got a flat tire, and then, you know, I couldn't get to the gym, so I couldn't do my workout. It just set my mood all cray, cray, crazy. So, I mean, I know that in this day and age, we cannot possibly contemplate all the things that could go wrong in a day. However, we can maybe make a good estimate of some of the things that might happen, and then create answers to that. And I would say apply this to some really big events. So if you're in a sales meeting and you're going to go to a sales and you're going to present your proposal to somebody, what's the worst could happen? They could say no. Well, then what would you do after that? Well, you may ask, can you get some more details about it, or who else could we talk to, right? So you would form your response or your reply to that obstacle. Let's just say that you were going in and asking for a raise and your boss says no. Well, that would be the worst that could happen. Well, then you wouldn't just leave. You could say, well, what would I have to do in order to get a raise? And so you would start to think about what's the worst that could happen, and then how can you circumvent that? Because otherwise we go, what's the worst that could happen? Is I'll go in and ask for a raise and I'll go no, and then the boss will fire me. Well, that probably won't happen, but if it did, what would you do then? Well, I would go look for another job. Are there other jobs out there in your field? Well, yes. Could you find another job? Probably eventually. And then perhaps it may be in a bigger company or a smaller company or something more aligned with what you want to do. So we need to consider, and this is a delicate tightrope to walk, because we don't want to spend all our day thinking of the worst things that could happen and then how to circumvent them, because then we'll never take any action. But I would say that consider this on maybe a daily and even maybe a weekly basis. What's the one or two big things that you want to get accomplished that would make this week an awesome week? And then what are the potential obstacles getting in your way? How would you resolve them? And then just go ahead. So it's like expect the best, but prepare for the worst in a sense. And again, this may be contrary to law of attraction, to positive thinking, to any of those things. But when we can be prepared for an obstacle that presents itself, we then can move beyond it. We don't lose our momentum. We don't lose our enthusiasm. We just keep going. So I would ask you to use this principle sparingly, but for the major, major things that are happening in your life. The other thing, the number two of these four, is they use the reserve clause. And that means there are some things out of our control. The weather, people driving, other people's moods, other people's whatever it is. And when we're trying to get something accomplished and we fall, and I want to say victim, we fall susceptible to outside circumstances, we need to acknowledge that, that it's an outside event, outside of our control. Because what happens is if we own the event, whether somebody else's attitude, as part of our failure to achieve something, we will then own that failure, not realizing like, hey, it's, and again, we have to be careful with our wording, but it's, you know, this was just fate. It's not my fault that it rained and we can't go out and play baseball today. You know, we had the game set up, it rained, and it's not that you failed in preparing for the game. It's that it rained. It's out of your control and you have to deal with it. And when we use this reserve clause, if you will, again, we have to be sparingly with it because there are some things that are absolutely in our control. Obviously, one of them is how we respond emotionally to any single event. Even if a game gets canceled, even if we trip, even if we fall, even if a person's in a bad mood and yells at us, we are still in control of how we respond, but we may not be in control of the actual event. And when we know we're not in control of the actual event because somebody else is driving the car, the boss is in a bad mood, my significant other woke up on the wrong side of the bed. We know those things are out of our control. We can just acknowledge it going, hey, it's out of my control. I don't have control of it. I do have control over my thoughts about it and my emotions, but this is not a reflection on me, on why I have not accomplished what I want to. This also can be really good for victims, though. So again, these Stoic principles were based in a time when there wasn't that much victimhood, or at least I perceive there's not much victimhood thinking. Back then, everybody was responsible for this stuff. Now, in this day and age, we have been programmed to play the victim so much in our health, in our relationships, in our finances, and whatever else it is that this reserve clause can actually be abused by victims. Well, it's not my fault I slipped on the ice. Well, did you see the ice there? Well, yeah, but it's the weather, so it's not my fault. And we can take this to an extreme. So I want you to be mindful of these four Stoic principles and not using them as a victim because they can be used really, really easy as a victim. But we also want to use them so that we feel good about ourselves. Again, you know, the reserve clause is that I couldn't control the weather. I couldn't control, you know, the earthquake. I couldn't control that. So whatever you have planned, something outside your control derails you. It's not a reflection of you. Number three is they take a view from above. They take a big picture. We often get involved in situations. Again, it could be a job situation, it could be a relationship situation. And we get so narrowly focused on it that we try to, that's our whole world is this event that's going on. It could be, again, a health event. It could be a relationship event. It could be a job that you just hate this job. This day you just hate it. Your boss came in, yelled at you. About some material put together, it's not correct, and you get so focused on that specific day that that's all it is. What the Stoics would do is take a bigger picture. Hey, this is one day in probably another 10,000 days in my life. It's really not that big of a deal. I will address it. I'll work with it. I'll do it. But in the scheme of things, there is more days to come. and we know there's more days to come, we can take a less attached approach to whatever is happening right now. And this is where we can become so narrow focused on the event that is in front of us. Again, we could be having a fight with our significant other, and it feels like our marriage is over, or it feels like our friendship is over. If we're having a fight with a friend, it could feel that we're never going to talk again. But that's what it is right now. We get so focused on it now. If we take a bigger picture going, hey, this is just an exchange of some energies, exchange of stuff. We as friends, we've been together for 5 years. We're going to be together for another 20 years. Let's just see how we can work through this and not project the current state into the future, which is what we do unconsciously, but say, this is a moment in time. I have the rest of my life to resolve it, to be friends with this person, to get a raise, to get a better job. So when we can take a bigger picture going, hey, in the scheme of things, this is just a minor blip. You know, and this is kind of taking that big, big picture that astronauts have when they go up in space and see Earth. They realize they have these epiphanies, realizing that we are just insignificant in a way, but we're significant in our own world. So this view from above will help us create this understanding that this, whatever we are facing right now, really isn't that big of a deal in the scheme of things. And number four, now they didn't use this term, but I'm going to use this term. Number four is, what would Batman do? Or basically, what would any Superman or superhero do? This is where you would want to call upon your critical thinking. And really, so you look at superheroes, many times they don't get emotional, but many times they do get emotional. But when they're faced with a problem, they want to start using their critical thinking. And this could be the contemplation of the sage. If you're into archetypes, this could be the magician archetype, where you think about the situation non-emotionally, you detach for it. And often, if you ask your question, what would Batman do? What would Superman do? Or what would my boss do? Or what would somebody else do? We tend to come up with answers because at a metaphysical level, we're all connected. So what one person thinks, another person can think. But when we start to, as Einstein said, we can't solve the problem with the same thinking that created it. So by asking, what would somebody else do, or what would somebody else think, we are shifting our thinking outside of ourselves over to another person. Another, you know, it could be even a Batman is a fictitious person, but you could use a real person. What would, you know, anybody, any leader would do? And you start asking that, and then you start to follow through with it. So these are the four, I would call them, I guess, four Stoic principles to help with developing mental strength. And again, these can be used for good, or they could be used for evil, evil being victimhood. But I would ask you to come over to the site where this is listed, warriormindcoach.com/blog. Take a look at them and pick one. So there's four, and we're halfway through February. So pick one and do one a week for the next couple of weeks, and figure out which one works best for you. I really like the contemplation on what's the worst that could happen and how to resolve it on one issue for a week. But then on a daily basis, you know, what would Batman do? What would Superman do? What would the Avengers do? Or whatever you feel. What would Gibbs do on NCIS? What would Frank Reagan do on Blue Bloods, right? Any of these things, you can ask yourself this, and you'll be surprised how your thinking shifts. So those are my two favorite. Again, I think once you start to embrace these, your mental strength will increase, and you're going to start to see a vast improvement in your life. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.